Vile, shameful and loathsome. Politicians on all sides in Northern Ireland are united in condemnation this lunchtime of a video on social media which shows a group of people mocking the murder of Michaela McAreevy. Mrs. McAreevy was strangled in her hotel room while on honeymoon in Mauritius 11 years ago. In the video, apparently recorded in an Orange Hall, a large number of men are seen joining in a song which references the killing. The Orange Order has described the video as utterly abhorrent and says it's begun an investigation. If those involved are found to be members of the institution, it says they will face disciplinary proceedings. In a statement this afternoon, the PSNI says police are aware of the video and are examining the content to determine if any offences may have been committed. Jonathan Buckley is a DUP Assembly member for Upper Ban and a member of the Orange Order. He's been giving me his reaction to the video.
Well, look, firstly, Brian, what I will say is that my immediate thoughts are with the McAreevy and Hart family circles. This video was wrong on so many levels. I mean, I remember vividly the dark cloud that was cast across all communities in Northern Ireland following the tragic murder of Michaela McAreevy. I mean, a young wife, a young daughter, a sister, and indeed somebody that was at the heart of her community. I think everybody's hearts at that time went out to the families involved. It was truly a tragedy. So I suppose this video, and I have to say it has been roundly and rightly condemned by all sections of society in Northern Ireland, and I condemn it wholeheartedly, as does any right-thinking person.
What action do you think the Orange Order should be taking in relation to the lodge where this took place, and if those depicted are members of the Order, what should happen to them?
Well, firstly, and I know this has been done already, but the Orange have released a statement condemning the incident and called it vile and abhorrent. And I think the Orange are right now to investigate the situation, find out the facts, and where there has been misconduct, whether it be from an Orange member or a particular lodge, they will take action. I don't think anybody has any room for condoning such an incident, and you will see robust action, as I have already seen and outlined by the Orange via a statement.
If members of the Order were involved in this, should they be allowed to remain members of the Orange?
I don't believe so. It's not for me to say how the Orange will conduct their investigation, but a thorough investigation, finding out the facts and sorting this issue out as quickly as possible would be a welcome step. But I have to say, and I have to be very clear with your listeners, all sections of society in Northern Ireland condemn this vile video, and we will not be behind the scene in calling it out for what it is.
Because what is particularly horrifying about this is not only that this performance, if that's the word for it, took place, but that somebody wrote this. The words were known. They seem to have been distributed. People had rehearsed it. This was not a spontaneous demonstration, if you like.
Well, I personally, Brian, have never heard of the words of this lyrics, and I'm glad I haven't, and I wouldn't be associated with it. So I can't comment on the words of the song, only to say that I am truly sorry for what the McAreevy and Hart families are going through today. And I know that they will have the sympathies and thoughts of all sections of society across Northern Ireland today.
Does it tell us that there is something deeply disturbing in the culture of Orangeism?
No, I don't believe so, and I think it's wrong for anybody to characterise this as an Orange-themed attack on the McAreevy family. It is certainly not. I remember, I'm an Orange man, I vividly remember the scenes, listening to the interviews of Mickey Hart at the time. They were heartbreaking for anybody to listen to. And I remember many Orange men, and indeed members of political unionism, calling up the homes of the families at that time, a community in solidarity with what was a brutal murder.
But this took place in an Orange Hall, apparently, and involved members of the Orange Order. How can the Orange not be deeply implicated in this?
Well, the Orange have called it out for what it is, which is violent abhorrent. They will now conduct their investigation, let that happen, and let robust action take place thereafter.
Would you like to see the PSNI investigating this as well?
Absolutely. I think that's already been called for. You know, where there is wrongdoing, let it be called out. I won't be behind the scene in calling that out, as will many within the Orange Institution.
And that was Jonathan Buckley of the DUP.